The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
We are looking at the issue that what does it mean to be the Shia of Ali? And the way of answering that question is to look at the companions of Ali, because they are the ones who will be the examples and role models for us. And in that pursuit, we have looked at the example of Salman al-Farsi. Then we looked at the example of Abu Zar al-Ghifari. And in today's afternoon majlis, we looked at the example of a lady from the companions of Amir al-Mu'mineen by the name of Sauda bin Ammar al-Hamdaniya. And tonight, inshallah, I'll be talking briefly about Miqdad. But before I come to that, again, I would like to go back to the conceptual basis of my discussion, that Iman is not a static thing. It has different levels, and we have to constantly work hard to reach to the higher levels. As the sixth Imam said that, you know, Miqdad was on the eighth level, Abu Zar on the ninth, and Salman was on the tenth level. I also explained this example, this phenomenon, in relation to the amal. It's not only iman, even the quality of amal is influenced by the iman, and the iman is also influenced, it would even influence the iman. And so they interact with one another. In our discussion, it was important for me to point out again and again that when we look at the hadith about the ashab of Rasulullah, you should not be worried that, oh, where is Ali? As I said, you know, this question of if Salman is on the 10th level, where is Ali? It doesn't rise there. When you talk about the Ahlul Bayt, la yuqasu bihim ahadun, these are their words. Nobody is to be compared to them. Their standard is completely different. Remember the hadith from the sixth Imam last night, talking about the 12 months, four of them are considered to be sacred, Rajab, Zilqa'dah, Zilhijjah, and Muharram. An Imam asked this companion, when he asked this question about Abu Zar, that who, there is nobody more truthful than him on the earth. And that's where Imam said, what about month of Ramadan? It's not one of those 4 months. And then Imam said, remember Laylatul Qadr. That one Laylatul Qadr in Ramadan is more, you know, weighty, more important and significant than 1,000 months. So don't look at the Ahlul Bayt from that perspective. Yesterday when we talked about Abu Zar, there was a hadith where the Prophet says, Abu Zar fi ummati shabih Isa ibn Maryam fi zuhdihi wa wara'ihi. That Abu Zar in my ummah is similar to Isa ibn Maryam in his asceticism and his abstinence, his zuhd and taqwa. And this is again, you know, one side point I would like to mention. I didn't talk about it last night. Some of the modern, you know, days Muslim intellectuals, they have this habit of always looking at what is the trendy ideology. Current ideology. And then they try to fit Islam in that, instead of looking at Islam by itself. You know, so there was a time in 60s, 70s, when socialism was the, you know, a trend, the fashion among the intellectuals. If you're a socialist, then you are, you know, yeah, he's there. And so some of these intellectuals, Muslim intellectuals in Pakistan, in Egypt, they started to say, okay, how do we relate that to Islam? And they came up with the example of Abu Zar. because of his simple life, because of his struggle against the nepotism of Usman and the wrong and, you know, unjust distribution of Baitul Mal, they said, oh, Abu Zar was a socialist. If Abu Zar was a socialist, then even Isa would be the socialist, according to this hadith of Rasulullah. You know, this is not, Abu Zar is not a socialist, he was a Muslim. You know, you look at the Islamic values. And so, when we look at the example of Abu Zar being like Isa alayhi salam, you know, some people might say, well, what about Ali then? And again, I would say the same thing. Don't compare Ahlul Bayt to the Sahaba. There's two different standards you're talking about. If you are worried that if Rasulullah has mentioned Abu Zar as Shabih Isa ibn Maryam, similar to Isa ibn Maryam, then what is the position of Ali? If you're that much worried about it, I'll narrate to you a hadith of Rasulullah quoted by at least 25 Sunni muhaddiseen about Ali ibn Abi Talib, where the Prophet says, "Man arada an yanzura ila Adam fi ilmihi wa ila Nuh fi taqwahi wa ila wa ila Ibrahim fi hilmihi wa ila Musa fi haybatihi wa ila Isa fi ibadatihi." Whoever would like to look at Adam in his knowledge, Nuh in his piety, Ibrahim in his forbearance, Musa in his reverence, Isa in his ibadat and worship, فَلَيَنْظُرْ إِلَىٰ عَلِي بِنْ أَبِي طَالِبٍ. He should look at Ali. That was only one example there. You got worried. Oh, where is Ali? But this is where Ali is. All the good qualities, the most outstanding qualities of all the great prophets, if you want to see it gathered in one personality, that is Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. There is a narration in the Sunni books also, and this is from actually a Shia source from our sixth Imam, in the praise of Miqdad, where the Prophet once said, "Inna Allah amarani bi hubbi arba." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded me to love four individuals. So there's Ashab who is sitting there. Now everybody wants to know, to see whether my name is included in those four or not. So they said, "Man hum ya Rasulullah?" And Rasulullah said, "Ali ibn Abi Talib." And then he was silent. He said, "Four." He took the name of Ali and then he was silent. And then again he says, "Inna Allah amarani bi hubbi arba." Again silent. Again they said, "Ya Rasulullah." Rasulullah knows this psychology. He wanted to just increase their anxiety there to know who are these four people. He mentions Ali because they know Ali would be there anyway. But who are the other three names? He does this two times. And only third time when they say, "Waman hum ya Rasulullah," the Prophet says, "Ali ibn Abi Talib, والمقداد بن أسود وعبو ذر الغفاري وسلمان الفارسي." And this is where we have to realize when we talk about those who are Shia of Ali during the lifetime of Rasulullah.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه